This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources conducted 4 prescribed burns across the Thumb region on Sunday, covering a total of 302 acres to promote ecosystem health and biodiversity. In Huron County, burns in Verona and Grant Townships, each spanning 86 acres, commenced around noon and 1:30 p.m. respectively, while in Tuscola County, burns in Elmwood and Elkland Townships, totaling 123 acres, were vital for ecological balance, and they began around 3:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. Led by the DNR's Forest Resource Division in collaboration with Wildlife Management and supported by the DNR Parks Division in partnership with local municipalities, these prescribed burns were integral to the DNR's land and forest management strategy, ensuring ecosystem health in designated state-managed areas, conducted by high-trained personnel and closely monitored for public safety. Cancellations occurred in weather conditions, if weather conditions posed any risks. And there is a renewed effort to promote business growth in the Thumb. Business consultants Lisa Kenny and Chris Renlnit have rejoined the Small Business Development Center. Lisa Kennedy will serve Huron and Sinilac counties, and Chris will serve Lapeer and Tuscola counties. For more information about the program, you can head on over to thumbnet.net to find some links to get started. Their entrepreneurship and wealth of knowledge and experience will help Thumb businesses achieve success. And the village of Sebring will host a spring cleanup week for the community from April 29th until May 3rd. Leaves and grass can be piled on the edge of the streets for the DPW pickup. Hedge and bush trimmings must be placed in a barrel marked with an X. Brush must be placed parallel with the street on the shoulder. This cleanup is for 1 week only, so mark your calendars again for that April 29th to May 3rd. Also, the compost pit next to the DPW building is for grass and leaves only. Brush may be placed parallel to the street on the shoulder for DPW pickup, or village residents may haul their brush to the village brush pile located on Lincoln Road. You can find all of this information on the full written article on thumbnet.net. Village residents actually pay for that brush pile on Lincoln Road with their property taxes. This is a privilege for the residents and property owners of the village. The brush pile is intended for branches and brush that will burn easily. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's that time of year again when farmers are preparing for the spring planting season. Let Thumb Bank and Trust help your farming operation grow. This is Matt Ross, ag lender for Thumb Bank and Trust. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, obtain a line of credit, or buy new machinery, let Thumb Bank and Trust help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at the farm. We are committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
NMLS number 462637, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. A top concern for local election workers throughout the country this year is their own safety. A group formed after the 2020 presidential election is traveling the country, helping them prepare for what could lie ahead and making sure they are connected to local law enforcement. The Associated Press was granted rare access to One recent session in northern Michigan. The threats and harassment stem from the false claims made repeatedly by former President Donald Trump since his loss in 2020. He already has been attacking some election officials this year. The drumbeat has contributed to a mass exodus of local election directors across the country. And independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is acknowledging endorsements from more than a dozen of his relatives who are backing Democratic President Joe Biden, saying he feels no ill will over the family political divide. Kennedy was reacting Sunday to the endorsements from his sister and other relatives last week, a move by the Biden campaign that signals how seriously the president's team is taking a long-shot candidate using his last name's lingering Democratic magic to siphon support from the incumbent. Describing family debates he said his father orchestrated among his children, Kennedy said that the exercise showed him a respectful way to take opposing positions with people he cares about without taking it personally. And as President Joe Biden and Donald Trump step up their campaigning in swing states, a quieter battle is taking place in the shadows of their White House rematch. The Republican National Committee, newly reconstructed under Trump, has filed lawsuits in nearly half the states, targeting voting and various aspects of election administration. It's not a new strategy, but with recent internal changes at the RNC and added pressure from Trump, the legal maneuvering is expected to play an increasingly significant role for the party as Election Day in November approaches. The lawsuits are useful for campaign messaging, fundraising, and raising doubts about the validity of the election. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's the spring sofa sale happening at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Let everyone sit comfortably with sofas and love seats priced to sell across the store. Get your choice of 9 hot buy sofas in stock now, all priced at $799 and under. Plus, all one-and-done love seats are marked down to their lowest price, with 6 different styles to choose from. Have guests spending the night? Check out our selection of sleeper sofas in stock and on sale up to 30% off. Hurry in, the spring sofa sale is limited to inventory on hand. You won't find deals like this anywhere but Ashley's, located in the heart of Bad Axe Shopping District and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Please see store for details. Some exclusions may apply. So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back here with them broadcasting for more of the latest in breaking news. For the first time in history, prosecutors are presenting a criminal case against a former American president to a jury as they accuse Donald Trump of a hush money scheme aimed at preventing damaging stories about his personal life from being public. A jury in Manhattan is to hear opening statements Monday from prosecutors and defense lawyers in the first of 4 criminal cases against Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, to reach trial. The arguments are expected to give the 12-person jury, but just as importantly, the voting public, the clearest view to date of the allegations at the heart of the case, as well as insight into Trump's expected defenses. And groundbreaking on a $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area is just about here. A ceremony by Brightline West is set for Monday in Las Vegas with U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. The company plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The track will be laid in the median of Interstate 15, where motorists sitting in traffic jams would see trains whisk past at speeds comparable to Japan's bullet trains. The Brightline sister company already operates a fast train between Miami and Orlando in Florida. And President Joe Biden frequently cites insulin prices as he promotes a $35 price cap for Americans with diabetes who are on Medicare. Roughly 8.4 million people use insulin, and more than 1 million have type 1 diabetes and could die without regular access to the medication. The White House says nearly 4 million older people qualify for the new lower price, which Biden says compares with up to $400 monthly before. But many benefiting from the price cap were already paying far less, and others were already Biden supporters. So that raises questions about how, whether the issue can be as effective politically as the president believes. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And we do have one obituary. Wave M. Manuel, age 58, of Sebring, went to meet her Lord and Savior on Monday, April 15th. Memorial visitation is planned for Tuesday, April 23rd at Yingle and Millendorf Funeral Home in Sebring from 2 until 8 p.m. The memorial service will be Wednesday, April 24th at New Salem Lutheran Church in Sebring. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 10:30 a.m. with a luncheon to follow. Memorial donations may be given to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Wave Manuel's name. Share a memory with the friends and family at jmfuneralhome.com. And you can view this and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.